Thinking sometimes it gets rough. Sometimes we feel abandoned. Sometimes even the faithful, the most faithful, kind of scratch their head in bewilderment, wondering what's going on. As I was praying, I won't call it a vision, I won't call it a dream, just God got my attention. And I looked into a dark and dingy den. And there were lions all around. Now, contrary to popular belief, these lions hadn't just been fed. History tells us that they kept these lions hungry so that whenever they cast one of the victims into the den of lions, the lions instantly begin to gnaw at their flesh and crack their bones and begin to make a meal off of the poor hapless victim that was thrown into the den. And in this dark and terrible den that I saw a lonely figure who had done nothing but serve his God, who had not hurt anybody. The only thing that got him thrown in that den, he was so faithful to his God that even in captivity, even when everyone else was serving another god, he raised his window or looked out his window toward Jerusalem and he prayed three times to Jehovah God.
Amen.
Who, by the way, is the only God. There is no other God but him. But I couldn't help but think, this man of God, Daniel by name, would give his life to serving God. Could it be that Satan tapped him on the shoulder and said, look what he's got you. You're all alone. Nobody else cares. You served God. You remained faithful. But what has it got you? In the midst of a den of hungry lions. But praise God, in the midst of that terrible den. You know, I got to be thinking, too, that it wasn't the most pleasant smell in the world. History tells us there had been other victims. Imagine the gore. Imagine the stench. Imagine the broken bones of those who were thrown into that den. Those lions were waiting. But for some reason, something that had never happened before came in to that den of lions, and it closed the mouths of all those hungry lions. Amen. So God had not forsaken Daniel. God was not punishing Daniel. God was just showing that I'm God. I can do all things. Even in the midst of a bunch of hungry lions, you can still be victorious. Yes. Amen. Aren't you glad that when everything looks bad, everything's falling down around you, aren't you glad that you're not alone? Jesus is there. Amen. And he knew it all along. He knew how he was gonna redeem Daniel and bring him out. Amen. Not only for Daniel's sake, but for the king who looked down and began to see that Daniel was not harmed. Amen. I can't tell you that there won't be lions in your life. But I can tell you this. God can close the mouths of the lion. I'm so glad. I am so glad. I am so glad that Jesus lifted me. Because when I was down, nothing else could lift me. I couldn't get it from a buzz. I couldn't get it from a needle. I couldn't get it from a bottle. I couldn't get it from any doctor. But I got it through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Praise God. Aren't you glad? Folks, we got in the house tonight. Have you ever been down? Have you ever been discouraged? Aren't Jesus, lift it.
Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Sing it, sister. Oh, glory.
So glad Jesus lifted me.
He lifted me.
So glad,
so glad.
Jesus lifted me.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
So glad Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Whoa. Come on, church. said you had to be sad to be a Christian.
Greatest life there is this side of heaven.
Amen. To know God, to know Him in His fullness. If you'll be seated for just a few moments, I want to leave you with some scripture. Hallelujah. Heard something recently, and it made an impact. You know, God speaks in mysterious ways, and I won't say God uses television, but sometimes things come across that kind of makes me think of something spiritual. And some automobile company advertised their vehicle as the all-new fill-in-the-blank. And I've heard that time and time again. But instantly I was reminded of a scripture found in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verses number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
Because all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. God has not brought up one time my sin. I said, God has not discussed my sin. He forgave my sin. He washed me away. He made a new creature. Never once has He held it against me. Since the infilling of His Spirit, He's not held it over my head. He's not told me what you used to do. Whenever that happens, it's not God. It's the adversary coming against you. But I got news for him. I am a new creature. All things have passed away. All things. I become new. Amen. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
Why is it now? Because we're new creatures. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I want to leave you with five things. First of all, old things are passed away.
Yes, amen.
If you're holding on to old things and you've been saved, you need to let them go.
Hallelujah.
You need to purge them from your memory banks. In the name of Jesus, hit delete.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Amen.
Hit delete. Don't put them in a file. Sound like I know what I'm talking about. Those are just words I've heard Penny use. How many knows what delete means? How many would be honest and say there's things that we need to delete in our life?
Yes.
That God has forgiven us of. Amen. All things are passed away. All things are become new. I've been totally customized.
Amen.
All new parts. Amen. All new spiritual parts. Glory to God. All things have been done away with. My body and my spirit have become new because of the infilling of God's Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Then the apostle says, all things are of God. I want to be to a point in my life that everything about me is of God. My thought process, my decision making. Amen. The things that I purchase, the places I go, the things that I say, the conversations that I have. I want it to be of God because God is the most important part of my life. Because without Him, nothing else matters. Through reconciliation. Glory to God. What a word. What a meaning. What a feeling. Amen. He is not imputing or holding against us our trespasses or sins.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm so glad that when I asked for forgiveness, I received forgiveness. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful that God has washed away those sins? Now then. Everybody say now then.
Now then.
We are ambassadors.
Praise God.
And I'll leave you with this. What kind of ambassador am I?